Good morning, church. We are on this side of the earth. The sun is shining. We have the breath of life. We're in church this morning. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for today that we can gather together in the name of Jesus, peaceably, with the freedom to gather here. And fathers, we're going to start off our singing this morning. We ask that you would just meet us with your Holy Spirit here, that as we come to you in spirit and in truth, that it will just be an awesome time of worship. And we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy
glorious message we bring. Glorious carol we sing. Wonderful word of the King. Jesus is coming again. Coming again. Coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Jesus is coming again. Forest and flower exclaim, mountain and meadow the same, all earth and heaven proclaim, Jesus is coming again. Coming again. Coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Jesus is coming again. Standing before Him at last, trial and trouble all past, crowns at His feet we will cast. Jesus is coming again. Coming again. Coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Coming again. Coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again.
Hallelujah.
I found a friend who is all to me. His love is ever true. I love to tell how He lifted me and what His grace can do for you. Saved by His power, joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. He saves me from every sin and harm, secures my soul each day. I'm leaning strong on His mighty arm. I know He'll guide me all the by His power divine, saved to new life supply. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. When poor and needy and all alone, in love He said to me, come unto me and I'll lead you to live with me eternally. Saved by His power divine, saved to new life supply. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved.
Amen.
People need He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord? People need the Lord.
This church is Resurrection Life of Jesus Church.
Amen.
Because people come here and they are resurrected, not by us or fantastic singing or testimony time or great preaching, but by the power of God.
Amen.
It is Jesus Christ. It's His church. Amen. People need the Lord. And the sad part is many times, you know, we struggle and we push, and when we're finally out of energy, and then it's like it says, at the end of broken dreams, broken bodies, broken something, then we say, oh, I need the Lord. He's the open door, and then we go to it. Let's sing this one more time.
People need the Lord. He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord? People need the Lord.
There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold, away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, Thou hast here Thy 99, are they not enough for Thee? But the shepherd made answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night the Lord passed through ere He found His sheep that was lost. Out in the desert He heard its cry, sick and helpless and ready to die, sick and helpless and ready to die.
Lord, whence are those blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain stride? They were shed for one who had gone astray ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, whence are thy hands so rent and torn? They are pierced tonight by many a thorn. They are pierced tonight by many a thorn. And all through the mountains thunder riven, and up from the rocky steep, there arose a glad cry to the gate of heaven, rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne, rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own.
Amen.
You see that background we have there? That's a sheepfold. We don't really deal with that nowadays, but the shepherds did. And so during the day, the sheep would be outside. And at night, he would herd them in through that small opening. More often than not, he would sleep also in that opening. So that anybody, whether it was a sheep or a predator, the only way in was through the shepherd. And that's why Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. And he talks about them, right?
Yes.
And he says, no man can take them out of my hand.
Amen.
He keeps them safe and secure. And when a sheep does get lost, he goes out and he looks for it, much like us. And he says, rejoice, for the Lord has brought back his own. Amen.
Amen.
Of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise a mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Soaring I shall be in spirit, till released from flesh and sin. Yet from what I do inherit, hear thy praises I'll begin. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. How his kindness yet pursues me, mortal tongue can never tell. Clothed in flesh till death shall loose me, I cannot proclaim it well. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Oh, that day when free from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face. Clothed and in blood washed linen, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry, take my ransomed soul away. Send thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless day.
Indeed, come thou fount Amen. Of every blessing. Thank you.
of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, that you might be glorified. You gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for my spirit of heaviness, that I might be a tree of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, that you might be glorified. You gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for my spirit of heaviness, that we might be trees of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, that you might be glorified. You gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for my spirit of heaviness, that I might be a tree of righteousness, the planting of the that you might be glorified.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, mighty King, Master of everything. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than any other. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. He restoreth our soul. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. For the Lord is with us, his rod and his staff will comfort us. He will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He'll anoint our head with oil, our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us for all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. The Lord is our shepherd. When we go through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall not look down, but shall look up. We're going to look up unto the hills from whence cometh our help. We're going to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. We're not going to be depressed. We're not going to give up. But, oh Lord, we're going to stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. He's our God. He's our deliverer. He's our God, and in him will we trust. Hallelujah. We praise his holy name. He's everything. With him we live and move and have a being. Oh, he's the one that sustains us. He's the one that preserves us. He's the one that keeps us. He's the keeper and the shade on our right hand. He will not suffer our foot to be moved, and he that keepeth us will not slumber. He says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He will not suffer the righteous to be moved. Lord, we thank you for all your precious promises, and we thank you, Lord, for what you've done in this body of believers, how you brought us out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and you set our feet upon the rock, and you establish our goings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we want to sing praises unto him who called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Praise his holy name. And we thank you today, O Lord, for a mighty victory. We thank you for your Holy Spirit moving and touching each and every body in this body of believers. And let us look up and not down. Let us look unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith. Oh, we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have no reason to complain. We have no reason to, oh Lord, to murmur, complain. And we want to thank you and praise you that we have great riches in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious. For we walk by faith and not by sight, and greater is he that he is within us than he that's in the world. And we thank you today for victory, Lord. We thank you for touching the pastor as he will bring the message to us. We pray for the anointing. We pray for the power upon him. We pray, O Lord, for freedom to preach and let the word come out with power. We pray in the name of Jesus. Pray the anointing for everyone that gives a testimony. And let your name be glorified with our testimonies. Let your name be glorified with the message, with the music, with everything, O Lord, that we say. Oh, let, O Lord, your name be lifted up today. We pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we instruct us to bring a tithe into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you that you stand good in your promises. And we want to declare today that our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the provider. He is our shepherd, and we shall not want. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. He also is the reward of them that diligently seek him. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for victory today in this body of believers and those who listen to us and seen us. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching everyone, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Okay, good morning. I think we have a birthday that we want. Anybody have a birthday? What's your name? Angelica? No. Andrew. How old are you, Andrew? 5. Happy birthday. Before we sing happy birthday, do you have something you wanted to say?
Happy birthday.
Oh, okay. I was camping with Andrew this week, and he had a big stick, you know, that he was carrying around, and every now and then he would thump somebody with it. But what I liked is he'd be walking around with his stick, and then all of a sudden he'd say something like, I'm Moses and you let my people go, or I'm going to turn this water into blood. So I guess he's been getting his good Sunday school lesson. Okay.
Show him how you did the Ten Commandments. Yeah. He would also grab any large rocks that he could find. It was always pairs. It has to be a pair because you have Ten Commandments. So he'd climb up to any kind of hill that he would find real fast and say, you have broken God's commandments, and he'd throw them in the ground. So the commandments must have been broken at least 200 times up there.
Okay.
I believe we're going to have a little cake and ice cream after church, too. Everybody's invited. Okay, any testimonies this morning? Anybody's got a testimony they want to share? I don't know. I know that I can't. How about Yuri? Yes, Yuri can translate. Well, you're speaking pretty good English. Do you want a testimony? What's your name? Sergey. Okay, Sergey.
Okay, praise the Lord. I'm happy to be here with my, there are two my sons, Daniel and Alex. There are two my daughters, Lily and Anna, and my friend, Leonid. We came from Washington to visit my oldest daughter and my son-in-law. They live here in Sacramento. And we came to the United States in 1992 to Sacramento. We stayed here about 13 years. And in 2006, we moved to Spokane, Washington. So we live there. But my oldest daughter, she stayed here. And she last summer, she got married. And we come to visit her for now. That's how we come to see here. There's everybody of you. Praise the Lord for that. And I met Pastor John, I think more than 10 years. Yeah. So, you know, so I listen in the chairman of the Pastor John on every Sunday, me and my sons. And we were coming here. My sons invited me here to visit this church. Praise the Lord for that. Okay. What I want testimony with every one of you. We came from Russia, as you know already. And I see some Russian people here. Praise the Lord for that. And I want to tell you something about when I live in Russia. Probably you know about that. That's in Russia, that's how it was before in the Soviet Union, that every young man in the age after 18 and the older, up to probably 26. But in this age, if they have no health problem, they must be served in the Soviet Army. They're not volunteers, they're not like here in America, but they were drafted, every one of young people. Sometimes I know the people were cheating government. They went to doctor and they can obtain some kind of documents, they healthy, not good to serve in the army, but that's the only reason that I know. And when I was called in the Soviet Army in 1981, and I served for 2 years. As a Christian, I was a Christian from my childhood, and I did not take the oath to serve the Soviet Army and take an arm to learn how to use the arm, how to kill the people. I know the one of, I did not been in a prison, but some of the, maybe not some, but many young people, they were in a prison for that because they did not take an arm. But what happened in my life and what I want to share with you, when I came tonight, when I came in the army, and I did not open, I did not pray openly, because some of our oldest pastors, brothers in the church, they say it's not necessary when you in the, and sometimes in many people they not, it was not too many that time, and maybe in a all army unit, maybe division or battalion. I was alone in that many, I don't know, not remember how many hundreds of soldiers in that area, but I was alone. Nobody else was a believer in Christ. And what the, our brothers, they told us, so it's not necessary to pray openly or talk openly about Jesus. If they, if the people will ask you, they, you can talk about, but not openly. So that's how I ended up in the beginning of my service in the Soviet Army, my first 6 months of the serving. I did not open, I did not pray openly when I before a night when we everybody around 10 o'clock should we go to the bed. And when we go to the, not cafeteria, like a place where we eat, all soldiers, they eat and not openly pray before the eating the food. And what happened there after half year, the some of the soldiers, they were older by me, not by the age, but the older of time of serving in the Soviet Army. If the soldiers served 2 years, so that's it. That is seniority, how I can say. If I serve half a year, and who served 1 year, they older by the time of serving in the army, and who serve a year and a half, they are more, they have more seniority, and who serve about 2 years and were ready to go home, they were like grandpas. I don't know if you hear it, but it was name in the army, Soviet Army, how they act, how they say, how they can say the young soldiers, go, come over here, come pick it up, go for me, or go outside of the, this area and steal some, or buy the cigarette or something. They can, if a young soldier did not listen to him, they can beat him very strong, and sometimes they kill the young soldiers. That's what happened in my time when I served there. And a few of them, three or four soldiers, they were older, about 6 months older by me on a servicing time. And they come to me. Now, I did not take the arm. I did not go to the area where the people, the soldiers needs to be have weapons upon them. So I work in different areas where it was not necessary to have a weapon on me. And there was building, like a sports area was there on the second floor, and I was like a keeper of this building. There was not many people coming, but I was like a keeper, and a few people, they were older than me on a servicing time. They come to me and I forget a little bit. Before these people come to me, one night I was sleeping, and one that night the older soldiers, they can come, even the officers in these buildings, the older soldiers, they can come, wake you up, and make the, if they have the, this time, the order, they need to take care about the building, and then cleaning the rooms and halls. They can wake up any young soldiers and say, hey, come over here, get up and do this work for me. One older soldier, they wake me up and brought me to his room and says, I want to talk to you. You say that you are a Christian, but I do not believe that because you not pray openly. I didn't see you. You did not I did not see, you say that you are Christian, but I did not see that you do something that's Christian. And I want to test you, he said. And I don't know exactly not remember what he was planning, but after a few time when we talked together and when he let me go to my bedroom, I recognized God gave me this understanding that I need do something differently or act something differently, like as I was taught before, and I was acting these first 6 months in the army. So if I did not start pray openly, the people will still thinking about me that I am not a real Christian. I just say I am Christian, so I not go to the, if the soldiers need take the arm and they go to a more difficult ask on during the time of servicing in the army. They go in the winter time, they go in this outside, they stand for 2 hours with the arm watching and like a guarding this area where the soldiers live, and that's in some area, others area. And so he said, so he did not believe that I am a real Christian. So I understand, God gave me this understanding. I come back to my room and I, when the old other soldiers were sleeping already, it was the night time, I kneel before my God and start praying to him on my knees. And I decided that I need to do it on a basic, daily basic when the soldiers can see me. And next time Next morning we wake up and we go to the cafeteria, and there is a table for 10 soldiers. And when we come in, our group, the soldiers, and we sit about the table, 10 soldiers, and sergeant, he's little, he has the different seniority, but servicing. He says, sit down. When he says sit down, we only can sit down. When he says stand up, even if you not finish our food yet, but if the sergeant says stand up, we should stand up and leave whatever left and go outside. And before sergeant told us to sit down, everybody sit down. I stay and pray to Jesus a little bit, and then I sit down. And so the soldiers, all others, they start to see that I act a little bit differently. And it was happened because it, there was in the army many different nations from former Soviet Union. It was from Uzbekistan, Armenian. They were from Kyrgyzstan. The people worshiped in the Muslims countries, and they were all different beliefs, all different acting. And some people from the Kazakhstan, I think the Muslims, they for a while, they were throwing the, when I, they knew before, after a while they knew that when the sergeant says sit down and eat our food, I will stay and pray. So when I stand and pray, my, I close my eyes and he throw the spoon in my face, that person. And I go after that, after a few times, that happened that this same soldier that threw the spoon in my face when I was praying, after, I don't remember how long it was, but that same soldier was praying to his God also when we come to the eat the food. But after this night, and after I start praying openly, and after, before we go into the night and sleep, and I also kneel by my bed and I pray to Lord Jesus. And one of the soldiers, I remember, he kicked me by his hand, and the soldiers wear not the little shoes, or they wear heavy boots. And he kicked me these boots when I was praying, but I knew that I need overcome the first time. It will be not easy, it will be difficult, it will be painful, but I need because I told the soldiers that I am Christians and I'm not acting like this openly prayed before, and that that soldier who called me that night and says, I do not believe that you are a real Christian, and I recognize that I need do this way, and I started that way. It was not easy, but God helped me come through all this difficult time, and it was not alone, lasted too long. And God helped me overcome, and they would not stop and kicking me, and I was praying before go to bed, and they knew. And some of the people, like I say, from Muslim country, they were arguing with me, or older soldiers, and say, we do not believe in Jesus Christ, we have a different God. And they were kind of angry, but God helped me that time. Praise the Lord for that. And when I talked before, those three people, they come to this area where I was like a keeper of this building, and they say, we would like test you. They told if you are real Christians, and they were I think they were a little bit drunk that day. And when they come to me, and it was not many people, just me and them, and I recognized they were not joking at me. They were serious, and they were planning something serious. I don't know what they're planning. I don't know how they want to test me, but I knew, they only, I knew it is they were serious, and I need help from my God. And if I make the story shorter, and they decided one day to come, or I don't know how and what they decided, but it happened so the same day. I don't know if my son Daniel can reach, read from the Bible, Psalm 40, Russian Bible, or maybe English. What happened when these people, they come to me, these soldiers, and they talk to me very seriously, and I recognize they are not joking. They will do what they planned to me. I don't know what, but I need God's help. And when I read my, I have the New Testament with me, my mom gave me, and I was reading the Bible that time, and I was come through the Psalm 40 in Russian Bible, I think English is 41, Psalm 41, and there was the two verses where the David prayed to the Lord. And when I read the David's prayer, it was the same prayer I was needed that time. And when I read that David's prayer, did you find Daniel? Psalm 40, I let you probably read that. And when I found this word, it was exactly on that very moment, it was exactly my need, my prayer. So that every word, that those two verses, I repeat. Maybe, Daniel, can you read it?
But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and set me up before thy face forever.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. That's the same prayer of King David. It was on that day, it was the very mine prayer, because I saw my enemies. They come to me, they plan do something harmful to me. I did not know yet. And I prayed this prayer. And what happened, if I shorten my story, that my mom come over to visit me in that city when I served in the army. And there was the building where the soldiers live, and there was a gate all around this area. The soldiers cannot go outside of this area, because if they go outside, it's count as they break in the army's law, and they can be persecuted or have some something for that. But there was out the gate where the soldiers keep the watching. There was the building where officers who serve in this particular this space, they live there, and so soldiers can come out the gate and call the officers, for example, if they needed to come upon this territory where soldiers were. So it was not counting the breaking of the army's law. So when my mom, I knew that she was coming to visit me, so I went one day, I went outside of this gate and this very building where the officers officers lived. And there was one man, he was like a janitor in the army. He lived also the same building, but he did the work, some janitor work on our territory. And he was a very good man. And I asked him if he can let us, me and my mom, spend in his apartment maybe 2 or 3 hours to talk with my because I did not know what the other place inside this territory to spend with my mom. And he said, that's okay. Yeah, you can come and you can spend time with your mom in my apartment. And I went to talk to him. I come back to this gate, to the territory where we live. And my my combat or my officer from... he was coming. I was coming inside this territory. He was coming out, and we met in these gates. And he asked me where I've been. I told him I went to this building and talked to this man. Okay, he said. He let me go. He talked with me and then another soldiers, and then he let me go. But on the next day, on the morning morning time, they announced that I broke the law last night. I went outside. And about afternoon, maybe around 3 o'clock, and they come and got me and went. I went to the jail, army's jail. They have different name, and they put me in a cell, where the just for one person. They put me in the jail, in that cell. And the people who in this jail, when they meet me and they ask me why I am there. And I said, I told them, I just come outside of the our territory to the gate, and that's what my breaking of the law is. And they were surprised, because why that is, because other soldiers, they come out and come back, and there was no breaking the law, but why happened to me? And I don't know why, but I told them, because I am the Christians. He says, oh, okay, I understand. But I don't know what he understood, but that's what he said. And they put me in the in the at the prison in a cell. And when next morning, when I ask the guard to give me the go to restroom, and I was coming because I cannot go by myself. The soldiers with weapon, he convoyed me, or he attacked, he went with me. And when I went to the hall from my cell, I saw the same person, one of them, one of the, those soldiers who planned to something do harmful to me. And when I met him, I did not ask him. He told me straight the first word, Sergei, we killed the guy, the soldier. The it was not the it was not a junior by the time of the service. It was the same seniority that they do, and they killed that guy that very night when I was taken out from the, that territory and put in a prison. What happened? They get drunk that night. I don't know what they planned. I don't know what they wanted to do to me, but they got drunk, and I was not in the army, not in this area that night. And the soldiers killed. They say he stole their photo album because they were preparing to leave the army, go home. They make them a lot of pictures of the service, and they make an album, different pictures, and said, I don't know, is that the real reason, or they just lied to me, but they say that what the reason was they killed this person. And even the one officer was that night in this territory, in this area, and he did not saw it, and he did not help that, but they killed that soldier. And what happened? I've been in the prison for 3 days, and they let me go back to the my place, and I served 2 years, and I went home. But after a few days, these very soldiers, they was brought to the court in that place where we served, and I've been the witnesses on their court. I watched them, and I told you before, they were they have seniority of me by the service in the army, and they supposed to come home earlier than me, but because they did this crime, maybe I don't know, but I asked God to protect me from my enemies, like David. You hear that David asked the God, and he protect me, and I saw that enemies did not do any harm to me, but he delivered me from them. And I praised the Lord from that very day for this. That's why I want to give you testimony, because the Lord is listening to us in a difficult time. He comes to help us. So I served my 2 years. I come home. But those soldiers, they supposed to come home earlier than I. But they was on a court. They was sent into another place, different place to that kind of people. Served some time then. And after that, they come back to this very place to serve their time, their left in time, and then they will come home. That's how I stay before you today. I praise the Lord with you. If not the Lord, maybe I was not living on this earth. But praise the Lord, He's here, and I live, and you live. Amen.
Okay, thank you. It's going to take some courage, huh, sometimes. Okay, Pastor John.
Well, praise the Lord, and thank you very much. I think what I'd like to do is to ask Daniel and his brother to come up here. And probably about 6 months ago, a year ago, I told you about a young man, just come up and stand next to me, and from the state of Washington. And he's called me here and talked to me and asked a lot of questions. So what did you ask me the first time? When you called me, you wanted to find out some things about God. So do you remember what you asked me?
I just know that I got some good answers.
What's that?
I don't remember what I asked, but I know.
You don't remember. But you and your brother are doing evangelistic work. You're talking to people. You want to share a little bit what you and your brother are doing in school?
Well, what we're just doing is we're sharing our faith in school. Although not a lot of people like to listen to us, not a lot of people enjoy that, but God gives us one or two people that are actually interested.
Okay. And you also got the deliverance package, mm-hmm. and you have used that, and mm-hmm. have you learned how to cast out some demons? Mm-hmm. You want to share a little bit about that?
Well, with the casting out of demons, my little brother, my little brother is a praying person. He's a real prayer. I'm really proud of him. With the casting out of demons, very active on that to keep us safe, for our Lord to keep us safe, as my father just explained, just told you how the Lord had kept him safe from the enemies, from his enemies. Our Lord is keeping us safe in school from our enemies. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
God bless you. God bless you. And I think that these two gentlemen here are future preachers. Okay. Thank you for coming down. But praise the Lord. Man, that was loud. Didn't mean to be that loud. We are going to do some praying here today. And let's have those come forward who would like to help out in prayer. And if you're here for the first time, you do stay in your seat, unless you want to be part of it. So we're going to have a prayer time. And our first request here is for Evangelist Ove Lakell. He's traveled to Sweden September 7th, returning to the U.S. October 31st. Now pray for travel safety also if God's will for him to move back to Sweden and start a ministry there. If you remember, about a year ago, Ove had cancer, and he was not going to survive. We prayed for him here. And God healed him. He could not even speak because he had mouth cancer. And God healed that where he now can go back to preaching. So, Thomas, would you pray for this particular request? And then we have a request from the state of New York. This is from Eric, Patty, and Noah John Sims. As they are traveling today to attend the funeral of Nicole's baby who died 1 hour after birth. Now, Patty and her husband lived here in Sacramento some time ago, actually about 10, 15 years ago. They adopted Nicole, and so she had a baby, and they told her after about 2 months that the baby was deformed and would not be able to live, did not have capacity to breathe. And the doctor said, let's just kill the baby right now and get it over with. And Nicole says, no, I'm not going to kill my baby. I carried a baby full term, which she did. And she was simply saying, if God takes him, God will take him, but I'm not going to kill him. And so he carried him, and he lived for 1 hour. And she had a chance to hold him and talk to him and cuddle him for about 1 hour, and then he passed away. So that's where they go into that funeral today. Pray for protection for the travelers and for them to have a chance to minister to Nicole and her husband Jason. The latter is a youth pastor, but in a backsliding condition. So, Charles, would you pray for that? And then we will have Sister Joanne here to pray for the oil. It's right now it's $70 a barrel. There are speculators. They are putting in millions and millions of dollars. Would you pray that the speculation would just burst and they'd lose their shirt on it? Because that's how they drive up our prices. And, man, I'm missing some people. Where's Lois today? She's not here today? Lois is not here today. Okay. Pray for our finances. We're able to put $675 back in our savings account for automatic payments, but we're still behind on two more payments with a third due today. Praise the Lord that salaries were paid to Charles and Lois, and partial salary was paid to me for the month of June. As of today, no rent has been paid on our church facilities. Karen Leach, would you come up and pray for this? And then we have a request here. This is pray for our German brother in Christ. He is now back home after a trip. Is somewhat better, but he's still not communicating with his wife. We need to pray out this mind control effect of communism as he was raised as a child in East Germany and attending communist schools. So, Terrence, would you pray for that? So, would you stand with us and let's start out there with Thomas then.
Father,
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and the opportunity to come on Sunday to meet freely in America. Thank you for the freedom to still assemble and to freely worship you. And Father, we thank you for preserving that for us. And then I want to lift up this man, Ova, who is heading for Sweden and to minister there. And we thank you, Father, for being with him. Give him safety on the way there and back. And also fill his mouth with the words that he's to speak at the right time and in the right place. And then also, Lord, let him know what your will is for his life. If he's to return to Sweden full time, whatever your will is, that he might know it and that he might be secure in that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, I want to just lift up first to you Nicole and her husband, and I just ask that you would be with them in this time, and I just want to thank you for her faithfulness and in saving that baby's life and bringing that baby to full term, and that you would just use this time to draw them nigh to you, draw that husband back nigh to you. And I just want to thank you and praise you right now for the finances in this church and for meeting our needs this week. Thank you so much for bringing money back into our savings account. And I thank you that even though it seems like we're just struggling along, I just thank you that you meet the needs as they come in, and that there is always enough, that there you meet every need that there is. And I just ask that you would continue to open up the hearts of the people that support this ministry, those who haven't contributed, that you would just lay upon their heart that now is the time to send in their donations. And but in the meantime, Lord, I just thank you for, again, for just meeting the needs just as you always do. You're always there. You're always on time. And we just praise your name.
Father, parents should never have to bury their children. And I can't even imagine the feelings that are going through Nicole and her husband, what they're thinking about right now. Father, we just ask that you would just give Eric and Noah John some traveling mercies as they go there and back, that as they go to comfort them and to do what they can, that you would protect them, that they would just be able to have a smooth ride there and back. There'd be no accidents, no mechanical breakdowns. And it would just be a time of just being able to enjoy each other's company, just spending time together, Father and Son. And Father, I just ask that you would just give Eric the words to speak. And if it's something as simple as just a shoulder and a hug, but whatever it may be, Father, I don't know exactly how to pray when it comes to this, that you would just guide them, that your Holy Spirit would just be in charge of the situation, and you know best how to deal with this. I thank you for this now in Jesus' name.
And the Lord Jesus Christ says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And he overcomes the world that we live in. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, that the people dealing with the oil speculation and the prices going up and down, this is the Antichrist system moving on people. We pray for salvation for every one of those people. And only the Holy Spirit can break their hearts and their spirits down. We pray for their salvation first, but we know they'll get their just rewards when Jesus Christ is ready to give them those just rewards. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that you provide for your people. And those that are not your people, we pray that they accept Jesus into their hearts so you can help them. Let them know that they can be lost without you. They can go to hell instead of heaven. But we thank you and praise you that during all the Holocaust, all the things that are happening in the world with the food, the air, the water, everything in the oil, everything in our lives, Father God, that you have control over it. And you will protect your own people. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, for that. That you're going to bring those prices down in Jesus' powerful name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to declare today that God is the Lord of heavens, Lord of earth. He is the Lord of all who live. He is the Lord of all the universe. All praise to him we give. And we know nothing is impossible for our Lord our God. Nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible. And Lord, we bring that need to you right now in the name of Jesus. We all moving in unity. We all move in one accord. And we bring the brother from Germany. We put him in your hands and we pray, Heavenly Father, whatever mind control is there in that man's body, we ask you that you disconnect it. We ask you, Lord, that you, oh Lord, you remove anything causing that man to be under mind control. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that once and for all, oh Lord, as we pray right now, that this device will be removed and this man will be set free once and for all. For Jesus came to set the captives free. And we pray, oh Lord, for victory in that man's life. We pray in his family. And that he will hear good news, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. Amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have heard the prayers we've spoken here today. Father God, we want to pray for each person that's here today. There are different needs. And Father God, we thank you that you're meeting each one need that is by persons here today, Father God, whatever they are. And then we also want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father God, we are healthy today. We want to thank you we're able to go to church today. We want to thank you, Father God, we're not in a hospital today. We want to thank you, Lord, that we have breath and that we can serve you and live for you. And we praise you for that right now. And we love you, Lord. We magnify your name. And Father God, as I look upon the congregation today, I want to thank you for the many answered prayers. As people are shown here today, they show up, Father God. Each one is an answer to prayer. And all we can say right now, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And those who agree said, amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.